Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has escalated his fight with the country's religious establishment, denouncing not simply the church leaders, but Christianity itself. You may have heard Matt Bevan reporting on this earlier in the week. In a televised speech, Rodrigo Duterte has questioned the biblical story of man's creation, using inflammatory language that could alienate many of his supporters. RN's Andrew West is speaking now with Paterno Esquemal, S. Mikkel, a religion reporter with the news website The Rappler. And a language warning, if there are little ones listening to the radio in the car or at home this morning, beware of some of the language that is ahead.
His words, if I recall it correctly, "Who is this stupid God?" And then he said, "This God is a son of a bitch who created a perfect world for him to only destroy or damage it, Andrew." And I think it's the first time that President Duterte said something that direct against God. And so that enraged many people in this Catholic country.
What has been the response from the religious leadership in the Philippines, but also the Filipino people? Because 79% of Filipinos are Catholic and the rest are a mixture of Islam, but also a growing evangelical and Pentecostal population. How have they responded to this latest outburst?
Yes, it's interesting, Andrew, that the response to President Duterte's latest statement came from different religious sectors. Just an hour or two before, you called Philippine Council of Evangelical Churches, that's the biggest group of evangelical churches in the Philippines, released a rare statement denouncing the remarks of President Duterte. They said that they are immensely offended at Duterte's remarks, and they also said that Duterte should stop denouncing the beliefs of people, especially after Duterte criticized or cursed at what they call the God of the Christian faith. Just last night, Andrew, we got statements from two leading Catholic bishops. They released statements also denouncing President Duterte's statement. Bishop David is a leading Bible scholar in the Philippines, and he said President Duterte might have been absent in class when his teacher taught them the creation story, and he said that President Duterte should learn to respect the beliefs of Filipinos, many of whom, or most of whom, voted for him, Catholics who voted for him. Archbishop Villegas said that President Duterte might have had bruised or wounded past, a hurtful past, and we should try to pray for President Duterte, but he also released some clarifications based on Catholic teaching.
What sort of pattern is Duterte following here, though, with his attacks on religion and the church? Because what has he said in the past, for example, about Pope Francis?
President Duterte's remarks against God comes at a time when priests are being killed in the Philippines. Just a few days or weeks ago, a third priest was killed here in the Philippines. He was the third priest to be killed in less than 7 months, Andrew. So that murder of a priest by a masked gunman that prompted church leaders to issue statements against a culture of impunity under President Duterte. So that is one of the events that could provide context to President Duterte's recent statements, because the church leaders criticized President Duterte's administration and the culture of impunity after these priests' killings. When he was campaigning for the presidency, in fact, he also said that Pope Francis is a son of a bitch for causing traffic in Metro Manila, Andrew, and that triggered much outburst also in the Philippines, and that influenced President Duterte to write an apology to Pope Francis, Andrew.
That is Filipino journalist Paterno Esmikel speaking to Andrew West. You can hear more at 5:30 this afternoon on the Religion and Ethics Report right here on RN. And I do stress, some colourful language, more colourful than you probably normally hear on the Religion and Ethics Report.